Hey everybody, this is Jimmy. Welcome back to the Biblical Business Leaders Podcast. Today is an amazing episode. I'm extremely excited to bring it to you. It's with my good friend, and I consider him a mentor, Jeremy James. Jeremy is somebody that I met about a year ago at this point at a conference for Amazon sellers. And what really stood out to me about Jeremy is his faith and his trust in the Lord. You know, we talked about business. We had the opportunity to get dinner together with some other people, as well as spend a lot of time together at the conference. And his faith really stood out to me. And so whenever I started to do this podcast, I knew I needed to bring him on to discuss these topics because, you know, faith has to come first before business. And this is something that I knew Jeremy did very well. And I'm extremely excited for this episode. We talk about a lot of different things from a business standpoint, different opportunities that are on the horizon. We talk about incorporating your faith into your business and really to start first and foremost with the message of the gospel. So for those of you that know the message of the gospel, focus on that first and foremost. For those of you that are interested in learning more about that, feel free to email me or you can find out more if you go to our Facebook group that'll be linked in the show notes. We're happy to answer questions there as well. So anyway, without further ado, I'm excited to announce Jeremy. There's a lot of nuggets in this episode, so please go back, re-listen to it, and you'll get something new out of it every time. So I really appreciate Jeremy's time. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. Please feel free to share this, review our podcast. It helps us get the word out to more and more people. So thank you so much for being here, and God bless. Let's get into the show. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing? Welcome to the Biblical Business Leaders Podcast. Thanks for being on.
Man, Jimmy, I'm glad to be on. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this. As I do with all the podcasts, I'll start out just with a quick prayer.
Amen.
And then we'll kind of get going from there, okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity for Jeremy and I to get on here and fellowship with each other and discuss business and faith and really how the two interact. I pray that you bless this conversation, that you bless the people that are able to listen to this, and you just bless everything that we're going to talk about today. Thank you so much, and we pray in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeremy, again, for being on here. I said it before we got on and started to record this, that really what drew me to having you on here is your faith. I've met you. I met you back at the Proven Conference. For those that don't know, it's an Amazon seller conference. And I met you back then. You actually introduced me as a speaker a couple times, and your faith really shined through there. And we've grown a friendship since then. And it's been amazing to build that with you. So I'm super excited to have you on here, as well as you have multiple business endeavors. So thanks again for being on here.
Well, thanks. It was an honor meeting you. This past year was a highlight for me, and so the dinner we had has continued to pay off dividends.
Yeah. I forget actually about the dinner too. Yeah, that was awesome. We spent a couple hours, and you know, it's just easy for me to passes over for me just because speaking, that was the first time I had to speak, and you know, I got to know you real well there, and then obviously the dinner was we talked about a lot. I forget about that sometimes. So
yeah.
That was awesome. So I guess let's talk real quick. For those that don't know, where are you with your business endeavors, and kind of tell us, what you got going on? I know you have a couple different things that you do. So let's start there.
Well, I'm Jeremy, live in Alabama. I've been selling on the Amazon platform for, I believe, the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those rare people that as of today, May the 11th, 2020, I am a full-time Amazon seller and full-time, I have a job. So I have two full-time things that go along with each other. Okay. I work for my state government. Mm. And so, that's just kind of a mix I have in there. Okay. But I've been selling on the Amazon platform for the last 6 years. And my business model is a combination of buying things off the grocery store shelves, buying from manufacturers. And I buy a lot of clearance. I buy a lot of things from eBay to resell on Amazon. That's a pretty big part of my business.
Okay.
And about a year, about almost 2 years ago, had a brand I had been reselling. The manufacturer called me and gave me the chance to buy it out and take over ownership of that brand. And 4 months and attorneys and everything else later, I wound up taking over it.
Okay.
And so had another similar opportunity kind of drop in my lap a few months ago. And I really haven't made much happen with the first brand. The second brand, I actually started an intern today. She started with me. And she and I are going to kind of work together, and we're going to build that brand from the ground up.
That's
so awesome. Really excited about that. And one thing I've really struggled with for a long time is having help and hiring help. But I'm in the process of trying to make that a reality. So I've got a couple of people now helping me source, which is prep. And my next thing is to try to start hiring some shoppers. So, that's Jimmy, awesome. You reckon you know anybody that has a course about how to get to or make zero to a certain amount of numbers a month, and maybe something that you can go back and get over and over again?
Thank you. Absolutely, I do. You know, for those that don't know, I do have a course on that, and so thank you, Jeremy, for plugging that for me.
You're actually going to get a commission.
Right, exactly. You're actually in your first warehouse too, which is awesome. For those on watching on YouTube, they can see it. But looks like a warehouse back there. Boxes, everything going on.
Yep. And so, you know, the brand I just purchased was the money was just it was an unbelievable deal. And I told my wife a few months ago, I said, before if we get to X number per month for 3 months, I'm going to get a warehouse no matter what, because actually I had an inroad with a local business. Okay. And then when that brand came open to me, I called that and they said, no, we're not renting it out after all. So I started looking around. Wow. And what I have been saying is, even if I do nothing with that brand that I just purchased back there, I need this anyway. So this was the kick in the rear end to make it happen.
Yeah.
So hopefully by faith, I'm going to be able to get some shoppers going for me so I can scale and grow. And it's not just a one man operation.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds similar to what we did, Brittany and I, whenever we got our warehouse, we didn't have employees at all. So we were like, well, we're going to get the warehouse and by faith, we'll get some employees after that, right? Have you always been entrepreneurial, or have you, has it just been the last few years?
I would say the last few years. I didn't grow up in the household that taught entrepreneurship. The mindset in my household, my mother kind of said that my mother was kind of, even though my parents were always together and never divorced, my mother was kind of the influencer in our household and kind of the parent that was there.
Yeah.
And I remember leaving out of the household with the idea that if you can just get a job working for the post office, you're set for life.
Okay.
And so, there's a website called the Warrior Forum. It's an online marketers forum. I came across it probably in 2008. They sell probably thousands of different courses every day.
Yeah.
And so I started learning about entrepreneurship and e-commerce, and I went into 2010 saying, I'm going to make money this year somehow or the other. And I wound up helping somebody proofread some papers, and I got, and this was years and years ago.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's pretty interesting. But so it started a fire in me.
Yeah.
And then, looking at how the Lord works it all out, a random conversation at a dinner party kind of got me looking at a business to repair cigarette burns in cars, and leather and upholstery. And I found a godly man that lived 300 miles from me. I called him on the day. He didn't have a clue who I was. He said, man, listen, you come to my house, you stay here, I'll put you up, I'll feed you, I'll show you everything about that. And it was a little bit stalkerish and creepy, so I said, how about I just come up and spend the day with you?
Yeah. Right.
So I took me and my pregnant wife up there.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
I mean, hey, if he's going to kill one, might as well kill us both. But
okay.
But just a godly, godly man that had a business that was – and he was – I actually went back to work with him a few different times, and the man would leave his house at 10 in the morning, come back at 4:30, having put $500 cash in his pocket every single day he worked. By just doing simple repairs. And it started a fire in me knowing that it was possible.
Yeah.
I never made more than $1,000 in an entire year doing that business.
Okay.
But I knew it was possible. So every time I had a chance to talk to that man after that, I said, I never did anything with this business. I never really got a pinstriping business or fixing cigarette burns, but man, you did that. And so when I found out on Christmas Eve that he had actually got a chance to graduate to glory, because of a cancer diagnosis, I look back at this, at what I've been able to accomplish, or what the Lord has accomplished through me, because of the seed of what that man input in me.
Yeah.
Because of him, I've started a fairly successful Amazon business, which has allowed us to do some fairly interesting ministerial things and life things we wouldn't have been able to do otherwise.
Yeah.
And it was all about just the process of how God used a complete random stranger.
Yeah.
As a result of another conversation at a dinner party.
Yeah.
To completely transform my life.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it seems like dinners seem to be like a turning point for you in a lot of ways, right? So that's awesome.
Right. Yep.
It's amazing too, how big connections are, right? And just having the opportunity to talk to people about whether it's faith or business. I mean, they do intertwine a lot of the times, right?
You're right. Amazing. I think the first half of eternity of heaven, we'll get that idea of like, oh, that's what he was doing there, and like mind blown.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Now, in terms of your faith, have you always been, you know, a Christian, or is it something that you've, you know, kind of grown as you've gotten older? Just if whatever you're comfortable talking about, if you would walk us through that.
I'm a fairly open book. So I grew up in a non-Christian home.
Okay.
I heard it said once that all of our homes were dysfunctional. Okay. The dysfunction in my home manifested itself with some abuse from my dad and an emotional neglect from both my parents.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Oh no, man. I'm grateful for it today because it made me who I am. Another one of those things. That's how God did that. not that he ordained some of the really bad things that happened.
Right.
But it was part of his plan.
Right.
So through God's grace, I found myself in a little church. Actually, I guess a decent sized church in my hometown.
Okay.
And I kind of grew up there, and that was the stable element that I needed.
Okay.
So for 13 years, I was there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Wow. And I had a one-eyed illiterate man who cut grass for a living come out and pick me up every Sunday morning, Sunday night, every Wednesday night.
Okay.
And Mr. J.C. Hollingsworth, yeah. And Mr. Miss Hollingsworth, and I've had a chance to speak about them at some different events I've been, is, you know, they weren't educated. They weren't super involved in sharing their faith, but they were there. They were consistent. They were faithful with where God has put them.
Yeah.
And that put me in a church situation. When I was 19, a year after I graduated high school, I moved off to my denomination's Bible college.
Okay.
Where I stayed. I was there for 2 years. And after two very unglamorous years, I was academically dismissed.
Okay.
I always tell people or ask people, I said, do you know how hard it is to flunk out of vacation Bible school, or how much effort you have to put in? I said, not very much, but I stayed in Nashville, which is where the school was. And it was an interesting situation because God kind of knit me with a group of about 15 other believers. And we were given a homeless ministry and we were getting donations. And for a 9-month period, some part of our group was together 7 days a week. And during that 7 day, during that 9 months, I had a chance to witness this one getting married, this one's husband committing an infidelity, God growing in me and realizing what happens when believers get together every day. And we see in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, growth happens and people talk about real life stuff.
Right.
Got married. We moved where I live now, my wife's hometown, for what was supposed to be 9 months, and that was, 11 months, and that was, so I think this year will be 14 years in December.
Oh, wow.
And got into a good church. This is actually my wife's hometown. We live right next door to her parents.
Okay.
But it was part of God's plan. About a little bit over 11 years ago, I had a chance to go on a weekend ministerial event that just wrecked my life. It's designed to encourage believers who are already active serving in their churches to become a little bit more involved.
Okay.
And the first time you go on one, you go to experience. But if you choose to go back after that, you're helping to put the weekend on for the people that have never been there before. So sometimes you're scrubbing toilets or cooking or teaching. And so it kind of became my thing. So for the past 11 years, I've probably done 40 of those around the country.
Oh, wow.
So it's just kind of become my calling.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep. And so that's kind of me. My faith is very important who I am because of the evil in me and because of I've tried to live a guarded life, but I know the capability of evil within me.
Right.
And of sin. And you know, I was a great sinner, but I serve an even greater Savior.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. That's amazing. You know, it's fun too, for me in this point, you know, it's a few episodes in to get to talk and know people from a faith perspective. Cause a lot of times at these, events, you know, the reason that my relationship with you stood out so much is because you do talk about your faith so much, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times at these events, you don't get that opportunity. So it's really cool to hear the backstory from it all. You know, and I have a poor memory for different things that happen, but I've got a pretty good memory for how, you know, people make me feel and how people, you know, and conversations that we have in terms of, you know, what is their heart like? And so, you know, just seeing that faith come out of you, it's a really cool experience, right? Because you don't see that very often where people, you know, are like that, are able to just exude that kind of faith, right? So yeah, it's been a real blessing to have you in my life. Be able to talk to you about different things, whether it's business or faith. So,
praise the Lord. I will just say this to give the ending of what I mentioned earlier about coming up in a home that wasn't all that great.
Yeah,
I saw God do a redemptive work in both of my parents.
Okay,
which blew any and all expectations or imagination. Yeah. And so I was able to actually preach the funeral of both of my parents, and wow. It was not a funeral of sadness, but it was a funeral of joy because I saw the redemptive power of the Holy Spirit. So even all the bad stuff has made me who I am and give me a greater appreciation of what God's grace can really do.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So I guess in terms of your business and your faith, I mean, do you do anything specifically to bring them together or to have them coincide? Or is it just a natural progression from your faith to just be a business owner and the way you treat customers and everything? I guess, how does that intertwine?
So I'm going to answer it a couple of different ways. I'm going to try to bring them all together. Perfect. And I did take my ADD medicine this morning, but I don't think it helps. I think the people in my life think I'm less annoying when I take it. But I don't know if it actually does. It has any tangible benefit on it. Okay. 70 milligrams of Vyvanse a day, baby. Bring it on. Yeah. So several years ago, even before I became an Amazon seller, I got pretty good and rocked by if you get the Gospel of John in chapter 14 and chapter 16, where Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit is coming, and he says he will even guide you into all truth.
Yeah.
And you know, to me, I had a revelation that wasn't just scriptural or spiritual truth. I believe the Holy Spirit can and will give us better instruction on changing the oil in our cars or. Yeah. By finding out which hammer to use, or in my business, sourcing this product or not sourcing that product. I have a friend of mine that is as agnostic, and I took him out with me several months ago just to show him what I do, trying to encourage him that, hey, you can start a business. And it just blew his mind that he's very expressive. He said, so Jeremy, you're telling me you go into a grocery store and you're looking at a group of products and you say, Jesus, show me which product to buy. And I said, well, yeah, kind of. I mean, I use data, but no, I'm led by that. And I've seen that. So now also on part two of that question, how it comes together for me is I'm a big Dave Ramsey person. I think that debt is dumb and cash is king. But to look at a lot of people, it breaks my heart so much that so many people that are in the church or live paycheck to paycheck, and I've been there for the majority of my life, and I'm still not there yet. I mean, yeah, we've been able to become debt free, and we've got some money in the bank, which is good, and we're very blessed. But as much as we need to can cut out and save, and I think the majority of us as Americans probably have too much outgo and too much expense. All of us could probably trim out going out to eat once or twice a week. We can cut down our cable bills. We can cut this thing and that thing. We can and we should.
Right.
But on the other side of the equation, like one of my mentors says, having just one form of income is one of the most inherently risky things you can do.
Yeah.
So I've really worked to try to encourage people to whatever the way they're bent to start something around that. And I'm not talking going out and joining some multi-level marketing thing. I'm finding out, telling people to find out how God has created you. Like the, like my man that did a cigarette burns. I mean, the guy was making $100,000 a year going out and doing simple work. There's a woman that makes $4,000 a month by selling her recipes for making yeast bread online on Udemy.com.
Wow.
All these different things that people are just extensions of who they are as they have found out who they are. So I think there's so much we can do with the way God has gifted us and created us that, so if we would trim on one side and maybe on the other expand, look for some creative ways to earn, we could not be in as much debt as we were in, and we also would have opportunities to give to ministries we wouldn't be able to give otherwise.
Right.
And the third thing they cross, which is the other side of my point too, is as Christians, one of our biggest calls is to learn to deny ourselves, to learn to tell ourselves no, to learn that it's not about us gaining or getting or having, and that serving doesn't necessarily always have to benefit me. So I look at what I've done, and I've looked at what I've been able to have and do and experience. And it's a constant daily battle for me to realize, for me to say, no, Jeremy, that wasn't you. That was the Lord.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jimmy, when you walk into a store and you spend $300 and you walk out and the items that you're going to make, you purchase are going to bring you a, you know, $400, $500, $800 profit in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And there's a temptation for me to say, man, look at what I did. Look at how smart I am. So for me, having that mentality, because there are a lot of people in the entrepreneurial world, even the Christian entrepreneurial world, that I witness from afar, and I worry that idolatry and self has become an integral part of who they are. And it's a warning to me, because I don't ever want to be that. Because, you know, if God saw fit to remove my business from me and to make me destitute so it would humble me, I know one day I'd be grateful for it. I just don't want to have to go through that lesson. The day I started my Amazon business, I had a man, I don't think you know him because he's not really involved in the e-commerce world anymore. He reached out to me on Facebook. I didn't know this guy from Adam. He says, Jeremy, where do you live? I sent him my zip code. He said, there's a store in your area. You need to go to it today because they have a sale on this product and on this set of products, and it will be very profitable. And so that brother in Christ became a close friend to me. He was a brother in Christ, and he had an $800,000 a year business for a few years.
Okay.
And through just a couple of different, a little bit of just not staying up on some of his reports and some of his feedback, he lost his $800,000 a year business, and to this day has never been able to get it back again.
Okay.
And I was talking to this brother, and this has been probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. I was talking to this brother in Christ one day. I was on my way to work, and he said this. It changed my life. He says, Jeremy, I'm just glad the Lord loved me enough to slap that away from me so I can get my heart back on him.
Wow. That's powerful. Yeah.
It was amazing. A moment for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Because obviously, you know, we're going to have a lot of Amazon sellers that listen to this podcast. And so that's always a fear, right? But you know, it sounds like what you do continually, which it's easy for us to forget, right? We get into the rhythms of daily life. We forget to thank God for the things, you know, just a shopping trip or to go in and ask for direction. Actually, episode 2 with Ryan Rieger, he talked about like his very first time doing arbitrage. He went into a store and was like, you know, he prayed, where should I go in the store? And he went to the back of the store. So it's very similar to what you do.
Can you pause for just 1 second?
Yes, absolutely. All right, we're back. Sorry, we had to take a pause real quick. As you know, Jeremy runs a business, so he had UPS show up right in the middle of the recording, which is fine. That's
it's great. I'm so thankful for it because the daily pickup is great, and there's a Bible verse that says that if there are no oxen in the stall, it's clean. But with great oxen comes great profit. So
right, exactly. No, that's perfect. I think what I was
so thank you, UPS oxen.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think what I was saying too was, you know, Ryan Rieger had a similar experience, right? I mean, and a lot of times, even for me and Brittany with our business, we would go into a store and we would, you know, we just shop. We forget about those little things, what little things, which are also big things, right? To pray before you go into a store, and just pray for direction. I mean, that's something I've been working on a lot more in my life, whether it's step by step or whatever it might be. I mean, just praying for that next step is can be extremely important for people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think a lot of the things that you said there, were great nuggets, you know, great things for people to be able to take away from that. I guess, how did you, you know, get to the point where, you know, you're comfortable tying your business and your faith together? You know, I know a lot of people, and specifically myself included, at the beginning of our business, my faith wasn't very strong. You know, I was a Christian, but it wasn't a strong faith. So I was worried about, well, I can't put them together because of whatever reason. How do you, you know, how do you kind of feel about that and get around that worry?
Well, if I go back to that verse I was talking about earlier, that, you know, in John 14, John 16, the Holy Spirit is always there and always giving encouragement.
Yeah.
There's that. And plus also, I know that we're told we're going to have to give an account for every action.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I try to remember, you know, there's a belief that was in the early church called Gnosticism, which basically said that the spiritual and the scriptural don't, the spiritual and the natural don't really meet. Mm. So you can, the way it translates itself, at least where I live, is that you can live like you want to Monday through Saturday, be at the bar on Saturday night. Then on Sunday morning, if you're in church, you're all right. But that's not the reality. Right. As God is, you know, when Jesus died, the veil in the temple was ripped, and the secular and the sacred were the line, the dividing line was gone forever.
Yeah.
And so I have to remember that if I'm in church on Sunday morning, or if I'm at my job on Tuesday afternoon, or I'm in my here at my office on Thursday night, it's all worship.
Yeah.
And so no, whatever I do is part of that. And it's not so that he'll bless me, but so that I can be kind of faithful, which I hope that I would be.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's probably, you know, a daily, it requires daily work, right? To get to that point and just remind yourself of that, right?
Yep. And I don't succeed like I should, but it's a reminder. And when I see examples of people that I think they've pushed that envelope and they've gotten a little too far, and I see the sense of pride and self, it's a warning to me. And it's like, man, I don't want to get to that point. And so
Right. Yeah. And that was one reason too, that I wanted to start this podcast. I feel like a lot of today's world, entrepreneurs are glorifying themselves, right? And that there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are Christians that don't talk about their faith at all. And so I think that I hope and pray that this is a blessing to people. And I know the things that you've said will be for sure for people. So I hope that this podcast continues to go on for a long time.
I think the one thing I would encourage you as you're doing this, I mean, this is your podcast and you're the expert. So you're the one doing the interviewing, but if I could just share a thought of wisdom or I'm sorry, an attempt at wisdom, it actually may be worth going in the trash can, but there are a lot of thought leaders in the self, in any space, but really the personal development space that I've been watching for a long time. And now it's kind of honed in a little bit more to e-commerce, regardless of whether you're doing Amazon or drop shipping or whatever. Cause I listen to a lot of it because I think it all helps me become a little bit more molded. Yeah. So even if I'm never going to drop ship, I might pick up a nugget of wisdom that will help me. So I try to listen to a lot of things. I even listen to some, there's a few multi-level marketing companies. I listen to their material just because help sharpen me.
Right.
I try to do it when my credit card is not close to me, or debit card.
Right. Exactly.
There is a tendency to speak about God in very, very generic terms and speak about getting God's blessing and operating according to established principles. But As people who are influential and are magnetic for others, kind of like yourself.
Thank you.
I would just throw out the thought that yes, God has definitely given you favor in finance. And I believe the Bible has got lots of truth about finance and business in there. Mm-hmm. But if people know us by our mission more than they know us by the power of the gospel to save that which was lost, I think that's very, very dangerous grounds. In fact, Paul says, I think in Galatians, that if any man comes with any of the gospel, he should be accursed. Right. So there are thought leaders in this space that I'm very concerned about, because we hear all about the power of God's blessing, the power of God, the power of biblical truths. But man, there's never a time where they talk about Jesus saving sinners like me and like you, in restoring us to a faith, restoring us to a relationship with God. And if the presentation of the gospel is not what people know us for, or if they don't hear that out of our mouths, man, to me, that's some shaky ground to be on, me personally.
Yeah.
So I would just tell you that as your audience grows, because it will, because you're so relatable, because you are so thoughtful, and because you're very compassionate, understanding, and people, you're very likable, you're going to continue to draw an audience. Never shy away from the power of the gospel and the presentation of the gospel, primarily, first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you. No, I think I'm not very good either at taking compliments, but I appreciate everything you said about me. So,
well, it's true, it doesn't hurt that you have that face. A lot of older grandmothers just want to go up and just Just, oh, you cute little old thing. You have yeah. you.
Yeah, my cheeks are a little sore every once in a while.
That's right. Yep. You know? Yep.
But no, that's perfect. Yeah. And that's honestly one of my hesitations. You know, I had this idea for 6 months or so, and it wasn't really my idea, I don't believe, but, either way, you know, it's been my hesitation, is I want to make sure that we're presenting this properly and still not doing this like in the name of God, but still glorifying the yeah, business exactly. or the person, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I'll tell you what, anybody out there, if they ever feel like this podcast is going the wrong way, please reach out to me and let me know, because I, you know, sometimes it's easy to be blinded by things mm-hmm. that are going on and not realize it. So goes for you or anybody else out there. So, you know, Jeremy, is there anything else, I guess, that any tips that you have or anything else that people should know, right, about maybe the best way to tie the two things together? Or if it's just one thing in regards to the gospel that you want people to know, I'm happy to have that.
Well, I would say, as it relates to business and finance and our daily lives, mm-hmm. you know, as we're recording this, we're in the middle of the Corona 19 virus pandemic. Yeah. Whatever side of the belief structure you're on, whether you believe that it's all hyped up or if it really is dangerous, I'm not going to get into that. Yeah. There are always people that are going to talk about the conspiracies of the other side.
Yeah,
and that I'm not going to get into that, but I will say this is that we live in a culture where we're kind of almost programmed to look at only one set of options: school, work, mm-hmm. live that way, die.
Yeah.
And I would encourage anybody to try to look outside of that mindset, because outside of what society says you should do mm-hmm. are untold riches. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about experiences, relationships, knowing yourself, knowing the others around you, and knowing God in a way that may not look like the way everybody else does. Maybe working a little bit extra, studying for a little bit more, worshiping for a little bit longer would take you to a place that not everybody else wants to go.
Yeah.
And as it relates to business, most people, they get off at 5, they want to go home and they want to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Yeah.
And they might want to sit on the TV too. I mean, hallelujah. But right. But I would encourage anybody. I think that if anything, we're learning right now that all of the stuff that we're going in, that the established way that society has pushed so long and forever, school, work, die, is not working, because most Americans are a missed paycheck away from disaster.
Right.
They're a car repair away from, oh no, how are we going to pay for food? And so about a year ago, I started doing a lot of garage selling. I like garage sales. I try not to do a bunch of them. But I was trying to go out and buy things that I could put on eBay just to show people that it could be done. Mm-hmm. Because there are literally millions upon millions of dollars that when this is over would be on people's door garages every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And folks, if you are that close away, if you were really honest with yourself and your checking account and your bills and realize that, man, I really am in a bad position, man, go garage selling, go find Absolutely. Something you can turn around and flip and put that $50 towards a bill or build an emergency fund.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all have people in our lives that we know that they're one small, what we would call a small inconvenience away from catastrophe. Hmm. So the conventional wisdom of school, work, die is not going to teach you to go out and to spend an extra 10 hours a week side hustling, right. regardless of whether it's maybe delivering pizzas, garage selling on the weekends, cleaning offices at night.
Right.
You never know what you might find. And when you do that and you can build an emergency fund up and you can get out of debt and then you can have some opportunities to give, dude, you know, we became 100% debt free in December of 2018. And
wow, congrats.
To God's glory, that was a lot, you know, a lot of that was, you know, my dad had passed away and there was a life insurance policy, but we had been able to take care of him and also also even pay the policy after he had gotten so sick. And a lot of that was because of the Amazon business. Life post-2018, when we owe nobody anything, man, it's a nice feeling. And so,
yeah,
as you, it might be time to sell that expensive truck and get a beater. It might be time to start a little side business or deliver pizzas at night. It might be time to start thinking, man, I have this degree, but it's not leading me anywhere. Maybe I need to do something totally different. And I'm not saying just go out and start a business or start an Amazon business or join this thing or do that thing just because it's the thing to do. Find out how God has wired you. Yeah. Because if you'll deviate from the norm just a little bit, there might be some there are some great rewards out there.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing is, if we can just ever get an idea of how much we've been loved and forgiven,
yeah,
and how God is using everything for our eternal good and His eternal glory, our ultimate good and His eternal glory. He's in charge and He's doing some fantastic things. It may suck in the moment,
right?
But my God is faithful, and I'm 41, and I can see how he's working that time and time again. So that's pretty much all I've got. I mean, unless you have any questions or thoughts or that thought processes, but yeah.
I mean, from a question standpoint, I think, I covered the main ones that I wanted to hear and that I, at least try to find out, right? Because, just because I'm hosting this podcast, I'm not the subject matter expert, right? And so I truly am trying to take the position of learning. And so you helped me a lot. And I think that there are a couple real good nuggets too, from what you just said, from a business standpoint, for people that are going, are struggling during this time. I mean, you mentioned whenever this opens up, there are going to be garage sales and probably a lot of them. So there opens up a huge opportunity for people to, with very little amounts of investment, to be able to go out and start to build up some income to get debt free, hopefully, eventually, or at least build up a side hustle, essentially. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you said that I think it's easy for people to pass up is, you mentioned people come home from their jobs and they turn on the TV, right? And just spending a little bit of extra time, I think, both in their faith first and foremost, and in their walk with God, and then also in their business, can add up huge dividends. I mean, if it's 1 hour extra a week in each of those things, that's 52 hours a year, which is over a whole full work week, right? That you've added up in all year. It's insane how much a little bit of time consistently makes up a huge amount of ground.
I think you actually made a post about that the other day.
I did, yeah. So when you mentioned it stuck out to me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a really good piece for people to know. And also, just from the TV perspective, this is just a personal opinion, but I think that's one of the things that really keeps people from, their walk with God properly a lot of times. It can, as well as building the life that they should be building, the one that they should be leading. And there's a friend of ours, Danny Stock. I was talking to him one time and he said, the devil's job is to distract you just long enough. Right. There's a lot of other jobs I'm sure he has, but if he can distract you long enough from fulfilling the calling that God has on your life, then he's done his job, whether that's through TV or something that's, doesn't seem to be a problem. And so I think that's something that people really need to think about and look at their lives, from a faith perspective, as well as whatever else, they feel like they need to build up. Right. So I really appreciate the time, because there's a lot in here that I think can be unpacked for people. And I hope people go back and listen to this one a couple times, because you mentioned a lot of really great things. So I really appreciate your time on here. So,
man, it was my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, if you ever want to come back, just let me know. I'm looking forward to seeing you and talking to you again soon. So I appreciate your time, Jeremy.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. You have a good one.